We just heard Luke's story of Jesus' encounter with Zacchaeus. This meeting between Zacchaeus and Jesus takes place in the town of Jericho, which is perhaps most famous for the opening battle of the Israelite occupation of the Promised Land. During that battle, the Jewish army issued trumpets normally restricted to squad leaders to every soldier. At night, they marched around the city of Jericho, loudly blowing their trumpets. The inhabitants of Jericho were so frightened that they surrendered without a fight. The walls came tumbling down. Perhaps St. Luke, in his gospel, wants us to see how other walls can come tumbling down. Luke writes, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector and a wealthy man, wants to see Jesus. But Zacchaeus couldn't see Jesus because he was too short to see over the crowds who had gathered to see the Lord. So he ran ahead, climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus. Jesus sees Zacchaeus in the tree and orders him to come down and then says, "Today I must stay at your house." It appears that Jesus has changed his mind and is no longer just passing through Jericho as he initially intended. Zacchaeus came down quickly and received Jesus with great joy. Zacchaeus repents, offers to give half his possessions to the poor, and repay four times over anyone whom he has defrauded. And while the crowd grumbles at what they see, complaining of Jesus' association with sinners, sadly, they miss history repeating itself right in front of their eyes. For here in Jericho, Jesus has broken down the walls of sin and greed that has surrounded Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus has surrendered to Jesus' trumpet call to become a disciple. Jesus tells Zacchaeus, "Today, salvation has come to this house." Whatever tree we need to climb to see the Lord, whatever tree we need to descend in order to embrace the Lord, salvation awaits us too. In love, Jesus seeks out each of us, and through the gift of faith, we are called to respond like Zacchaeus. For into the heart and life of one who repents and welcomes the Lord, the Son of Man, salvation comes. Salvation, our Lord Jesus Christ, has come to this house and will soon be present on this altar. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.